kiosk out there. It said that we were a jazz group. We all love jazz, and sometimes even at home, in the privacy of our own homes, we attempt to play it ourselves. However, we are actually not a jazz group. We play a lot of folk tunes and classical music from around the world, and we arrange the tunes to fit our instrumentation. We have about an hour of music scheduled for you tonight. We're going to take a break about halfway through, so if you if you're quick about it, you can probably run and get your ice cream and be back in time for the second half. First set we're doing is a collection of Spanish folk songs that were by Garcia Lorca, who's most known as a poet, but he was also a musician, and he collected several folk songs and wrote them down and put words to them. So that's what we're starting out with. Oh, also, we have in our programs, if you got a program there right by the entrance, the insert to the program, we have translations. All of the songs that we're singing tonight are in some foreign language. So if you'd like to follow along, you're welcome to take a look at the translations.
Sevilla, viva Sevilla, viva Sevilla, lleva las sevillanas en la mantilla, un letrero que dice viva Sevilla, viva Triana, viva los trianeros, los de Triana. Y quien parece es que bien parece. Y quien parece ser de Sevilla. Que bien parece ser de Sevilla. Parece sangre de Sevilla, que bien parece, lleno de velas blancas, ramas verdes. Viva Sevilla, viva Sevilla. Thank you.
no vata se, idam basiliki. Babari, podiam a sentir, piste les abregi, et c'est toi que j'aime. Gala, gala m'est comparable, d'entre ce qu'on voit passer, d'idem basiliki. Babari, podiam a sentir, piste les abregi, et c'est toi que j'aime.
Next group of songs we're doing is they're called Sephardic songs. Sephardic is ancient Spanish Jewish songs, and these were collected over. They were it's actually an oral tradition, so they were some of them I think date back to the 5th century, and they were eventually collected and written down. So that's what's coming up next.
Oh.
beautiful?
I have to help once in life, and that's going to be it.
Thank you.
first piece that we're going to play, I'm going to probably butcher the sound of this because I've been told what it should be pronounced at, but I'm going to call it Cocochoro, something like a sweet dessert. If anybody knows it, come up and tell me. And it was originally written for flute and guitar. The next two pieces that we're going to play were actually written for two guitars. And these are going to be the other guitar players right here. We like to take things that, you know, I mean, nothing is written for our instrumentation. So we like to take things and fudge around a little bit with them, if that makes sense. We come up with something fun to do. So
did an outdoor concert of an evening outdoor concert of all lullabies, and we've chosen a couple of our favorites from that concert to end the program with tonight. One of them is an old French lullaby dating back to the mid 16th century, and then the last one is a Native American Cheyenne lullaby.
Je t'ai fait tant de mal.
Weedos. Dropping Weedos at, what, 10 o'clock? About 12 minutes.